My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Balance control is pretty off the charts. He finds ways to kind of bounce off of guys. You know, and he did a great job on that one. He, you know, throughout the game, find ways to get open, catching hard catches, making contested catches, and then, again, run after catch, being tough with the football in his hands, and it was good to see.
Khalil Shakir, nobody really had a big stat line, even Coleman, but Shakir had a big play in his three-catch performance, touchdown against Arizona, Bills over the Cardinals, 34-28. Miami Thursday night. I mentioned this last week and probably 50 other times. These injury reports are hilarious because they didn't actually practice. Like, you see the same as it always looks. DNP, Devon Achan, DNP with a little asterisk. And at the bottom it says they didn't actually practice.
This is an estimate. If we'd actually practiced, he would have been limited.
Yeah, or just out.
Or out, yeah, right.
But they're not actually, they don't actually reflect an actual practice because the Bills had a walkthrough. The Dolphins might not have even had that, I don't know, but they didn't have a real practice.
Right. Shakir had a couple of pretty nice plays with the ball in his hands. Obviously, the touchdown where, you know, he rolled over bodies. Did you see the Jahmyr Gibbs touchdown last night for Detroit?
No.
Very similar looking play. Like, they both, like, rolled in on defenders to get the ball over the goal line. A lot more traffic around the Gibbs play, having been a running play, but still, Shakir just rolled in, did a great job there. The play earlier than that, where he just got met head on pretty hard, but nobody wrapped him up. The guy just collided with him and he bounced off and just kept his balance. He's got tremendous balance. Like, mm-hmm. This guy with the ball in his hands is nice. That goes back to last year. We saw some pretty good run after catch from him, and, you know, even though it didn't get splashy yesterday, I think the signs are promising. That's a good player with the ball in his hands.
Shakir.
Yep.
Let's go to Alex next. Hi, Alex.
Hey, guys. Shope, I agree with your point on the 12 men. I didn't think about it initially, but as soon as you brought it up, we were driving back in the car. I was like, that's exactly what they did. So I agree with you there.
Thanks.
If that makes sense.
Yep.
On the defense, I mean, I thought on both sides of the ball, I thought the offense did what we thought they were going to do to that Arizona defense, right? No real surprises, which is comforting. And defensively, I thought they overachieved, in my opinion. I think this is an Arizona offense that probably is, what, middle of the pack, towards top of the pack at the end of the day. And we have a defense that has some weaknesses. And I thought outside of, you know, if that call on Murray, I think it was their first drive.
Yes.
Doesn't happen. They're probably kicking a field goal in that instance. And then what? They get one touchdown on the day. So, in my opinion, you know, outside of the special teams touchdown they had, I think the defense really played great given the competitor that they were going against, because I think that's a pretty good offense that Arizona has. And I think, you know, if the defense can, can find their way. I think we feel like we always say that with this team, this beat up defense can find a way to get the job done, then we got a chance, and that's what they're going to continue to do.
Fair enough. Yeah. Thanks, Alex.
Remains to be seen what they do when a team tries to work the middle of the field on them. Murray did not really throw the ball over the middle much, if even at all. Like it just did not happen. It's not his strong suit anyway. He's also not great outside the numbers. He's an interesting player. Like in the pocket, he can be, kind of limited, I think, but he is very dangerous on the move. So we'll see. I think, you mentioned yesterday, Mike, and it's come up certainly other times in other venues. Like their linebackers, we'll see where they're really at there. And now they're stretched even thinner if they want to play that dime, because you saw Jamarcus Ingram at the at the most important point on the field at the time he could be to break up the pass at the end. Could have been an interference penalty. I mean, who knows how many plays in football each week can you say that about? Probably dozens, if not more. I think I liked their defense yesterday, too. I think the point you make about the drive getting extended on a phantom roughing the passer call, I mean, turnaround's fair play. The Bills got one of their own, I thought, later when Arizona got called for one that they didn't really deserve. Wasn't as egregious as the miss on the Murray one. But anyway, they stabilized as the game went on. A lot of people were hot on postgame about the defense, and I'm like, they didn't do anything in the second half of this game. I mean, the Bills countered what they were doing and effectively shut them down. So I was encouraged by that. But with that said, new opponent, like I don't think they're far to me from all set there. I think the safeties really bear watching. You know, Bishop being a healthy scratch as a second-round pick, I get it. He missed all of camp, so they want to, like, ramp him up. I think their safeties can be had. I'm worried about Rapp. Hamlin, to me, is a backup on a good team.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And so I think we'll see how fluid that ends up being as Bishop and maybe even Edwards gets up to speed. Edwards was at least active in the game. I know because I saw him chasing the kick return that went for a touchdown. So maybe they'll change midstream. I don't predict that happens this week necessarily. But I also wouldn't expect Bishop to be a healthy scratch week over week here as we get into the season, as he gets more and more time under his belt in practice.
Edwards only played on special teams.
Okay.
So did Elam, by the way. So, yep. Miami's a pretty good test as this thing goes.
The corners weren't... I think I read that there were only three passes targeted at either Benford or Douglas. Two completions.
Well, that's a terrible job by Arizona.
Three passes.
I mean, I was thinking of this when the caller was talking. Just... how well did they do? It's hard to know without really studying it. We know that up front, the Bills were very successful. Rousseau had a great day. And did that, I mean, it certainly would have to some extent alleviated the pressure on the secondary, but how tight was it? You know, I don't think I know at this point, but the Dolphins will tell you how good your secondary is.
I mean, Hamlin was late getting over to that play on Dortch at the end. Ingram got a hand in there and made the play, but like Hamlin is supposed to be deep help there, and he was late. You had the busted thing, you know, a couple plays before that where Harrison, like somebody missed something there, or Douglas let him go erroneously. I don't know, whatever happened there. I just think they're far from all set back there. I mean, newsflash, Hyde and Poyer are gone. I just think the plan was to have someone else with Rapp, and I'm even leery of Rapp. So as we get ready, I mean, short week, Thursday, it's the Dolphins and Hill and Waddle and the whole crew. I'm making a face when I'm talking about this because I don't know how it's going to go back there.
I'm joking about the injury report, but it's notable that Achan and Mostert, but especially Achan, like they're on the report. Mostert had a chest injury in this game and left. Achan was right at the end, and it confused people watching because I'm not sure it was ever announced that he was injured. I have a friend who's into the Dolphins, and I texted him today to find out, is Achan injured? He's like, no. But I think he is. And so Jeff Wilson played the final snaps. The game was close. It wasn't like it was garbage time or anything like that, and that isn't a great sign. So, I mean, Achan is so good. That's a big one. I don't know, Mostert, he did lead the league in rushing touchdowns. He's good too, but Achan especially. I think that's a game changer if he's not available to the Dolphins. You know, if I were an official, the Bills would annoy me. The roughing the passer, Allen, you know, the hip drop play where he's basically begging for the call before he's even down. He's running on third and goal from the 19. What is he going? Is he trying to draw a penalty on that? Maybe. Yeah. You know, you've got Kincaid twice, you're throwing his arms up. You know, just McDermott with the windmill on the sideline when a guy's toe or knee comes down in bounds toward the end. Let me officiate the game. Okay? The most annoying people in sports when you're an official are the players or coaches who are trying to do your job for you. Can you just do your job and I'll do mine? The Bills would be annoying because I think there's a lot of like, hey, with the Bills. Maybe I'm not the only team. It couldn't be the only team like that.
I think there's a lot of hey let me with be the everyone.
Ref. Right. Let me be the ref.
I love how the season starts. This happened Thursday night watching Friday. Oh, my God. The start of that game on Friday. Like,
show.
Hey, Brazil, welcome to the NFL. Like, oh my God, I thought VIR was bad. I'm sitting in the sand if I'm from Brazil. Like, what is even happening here? Why does this man in the stripes keep talking? Like, I can't understand him, and this is stupid. The refs, they seem bad. My son, even Thursday night, they seem bad. I'm like, I think it's always like this. we just been away from it for four or five, six, however many months, whatever. Like, we've been gone. It's always like this. And the Bills game was no exception. You had stuff. Every game has stuff. It's impossible.
Let the space ref fix it. I mean, just give it. It evens out. Just come on. Don't tell me you thought there should be a penalty there. I'll be in charge of the flags. You throw the ball. That's what I'd want to say. I'll be the ref. Some games are better than others. And yes, Brazil, the way that started, I agree. Pretty bad. There was some space ref action in that game. Trying to remember what the plays were.
I don't remember either, but that game actually, it started like it was just in the mud, and the officiating was a part of that, but neither team could seem to really do anything, but then it turned into like a big play explosion.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was awesome.
Kansas City, you had the illegal formation show.
Right.
With the Ravens here on the first drive. Didn't see a lot of that in any other game. Sal Capaccio will join us at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.